In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Anyone who says, "Follow me," knows where he or she is going. So many people today don't know where they are going. It is easy to be influenced by someone who encourages us to follow along. The person that encourages us to follow them is confidently going someplace. But is that place they are leading us to really good for us? Our Lord is certainly going someplace, to the very bosom of the Father, and he wants to take us all to heaven. He came to lead us into the presence of God. He came to give us God's peace in our lives. He came to give us the Father's love. He encourages us by saying these two words, "Follow me." Follow me. These were the first words Jesus spoke to St. Peter, as we heard in today's gospel reading. They were also the last words he addressed to him in the Gospel of John. Few other words capture the true meaning of what it means to be a Christian more than these two words with which Jesus called his disciples, "Follow me." Jesus chose 12 men to follow him as the inner circle of his workers. The number 12 is significant. Jesus wanted his men to represent the 12 tribes of their people, to be in spirit the new Israel that would spread the message of God to the ends of the earth. The whole point of the calling of the disciples is that it was not only they who were called. As God chose Israel, as he chose the 12, so he has chosen us. He has chosen us to be his people, his disciples, his workers, his followers. God chooses us before we choose him. He chose us in baptism before we were even aware of him. But there comes a time when we must respond to his choice of us. We are not puppets with God pulling the strings to get us either to heaven or to hell. We must choose. So he addresses us today with the invitation, "Follow me." The most important decision we will make ever in our lives is the response to the Lord's call. But why should we follow Jesus? We follow him because he is the one true God. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." "The Father and I are one," he said. "He who sees me sees the Father. Before Abraham was, I am," he said. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," said St. Peter. "Follow me," said Jesus. "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." "Follow me," said Jesus. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." "Follow me," said Jesus. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall have life everlasting." Follow him. The gate is narrow, and the way is hard, but it is the only way to contentment, peace, joy, and life eternal. Why would we follow anyone else? Who can actually compare to Jesus Christ? No one. we had two prominent people in our society that with great sadness took their lives through suicide this week. Anthony Bourdain, who I'm sure you all watched as he traveled across the world and ate all those crazy foods, and he was a man that made us not afraid about other countries that we would never visit and other people that we would never encounter, but who also live and inhabit this world. And of course, Kate Spade also took her life. What was needed was the Lord. And it is incumbent upon us to see the signs and to offer something to these people that are so desperately in need. You know, suicides are way up all over the country, and I'm sure all over the world. So we have to do a better job of seeing the signs when somebody is down and out and depressed and needs consoling. We need to do a better job of teaching them who we follow and how He can give them the inner peace that they so desire and need. You know, Jesus calls us all to follow Him that we may be fishers of men. We heard that today in the gospel. God has much work to be done in the world today, and it must be done by His people, His apostles. The word apostle, if you don't know, means one who is sent. Every Christian is called to be an apostle, one who is sent by Christ to do God's work in the world today. Follow me, said Jesus. I need you to make the kingdom of God a reality. I need you to be my servants, my witnesses among the people with whom you live and work, who you live with and work with. I need you to bring pardon where there has been injury, to help turn doubt into faith, to bring joy into lives consumed by sadness, to reflect my light in the darkness of futility. Follow me. I will not send you alone. I will be with you to lead you, guide you, empower you, and sustain you. All we have to do is to take those two simple words, follow me and follow Him. Amen.